Corin? Is this it? Did it work? Corin, are we here?
Yeah, we're here.
Well, are we going to stand around here all day, or are we gonna do something?
Just give me a minute. I just moved the two of us across worlds. I'm a little out of it.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Take all the time you need, I guess.
It's just been a while, I guess. I haven't been here for months, and even if things weren't all that great the last time I was here, it's still weird to be back.
Yeah, it would be.
I wonder how things have been while I was gone. I hope Maeve isn't mad at me.
Maeve? Isn't that where we're headed?
That's what I was thinking, but I'm not sure that's the right choice at the moment.
Why wouldn't it be?
Rowan, the last time I spoke to Maeve, I made her a whole lot of promises, and I never followed through on a single one of them. Sure, I didn't have much choice in the matter, but I don't imagine she'll be all that happy to see me. I don't even know if she's still around. For all I know, she got out of here as soon as everything fell apart. I wouldn't blame her if she did, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not her keeper. Maeve can come and go as she pleases. It's none of my business where she goes.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But, no matter what we do, it really depends on what happens on the way out of here.
Depends? What's that supposed to mean?
Well, I don't know if you remember this, but the last time I was in the palace, I wasn't exactly welcome.
Oh right, your little crime. An act of treason, wasn't it?
Look, maybe it was treason, but there's no need to be mean about it. That's all semantics, anyway.
Is it going to be safe to get out of here?
What do you mean?
I mean, are we going to be able to get out of here? Or are we going to be caught before we can even get out of the palace?
It'll be fine. I know a pretty quick way out of here, and we won't need to go down any main hallways to get there, so it really shouldn't be a problem as long as we're quick.
And if it is a problem?
Then you'll get to meet my parents and siblings a lot earlier than either of us were expecting.
And you're sure it'll all be fine? I know you and your family didn't exactly part on good terms, and I'd like some advance notice if I'm about to be locked up in a cell on my first day away from home.
Look, Rowan, if you're so nervous about what'll happen when you're associated with me, let me remind you that you didn't have to be here.
No, I just... I have no clue what I'm doing here. I've never left my hometown, and now I'm in an entirely new world with only one person I can trust. Believe it or not, this isn't the most relaxing situation I could be in.
Yeah, I know. But it's not going to get any better if we wait here all day. The faster we get out of the palace, the faster we can figure out where Maeve is. Feels like it's been years since I've been here. I never came down this way much before, but I should still be able to get us to the way out, I remember.
You sure? Because you're not sounding all that confident.
I know it was around here somewhere. I thought it was down the hall and to the left, but now I'm not so sure.
Corin?
Orla?
Corin! You're back? We all thought you were dead. What happened to you? Where have you been?
It's a long story. So you're the queen now, huh?
I suppose so. And you've been gone for a year. Are we going to keep stating obvious facts, or are you planning on explaining anything?
I'm telling you, I was only gone for a few months. Nowhere near a year.
And I'm telling you that it has been a year. Or do you not believe that I know how long it is since everything fell apart here, since we had to start a kingdom-wide search for the missing prince, only to turn up with even less answers than before?
Hold on. Corin definitely wasn't gone for a year. It's only been about 4 months since they showed up outside of my town.
And why exactly should I trust you? I have no clue who you are, and you've given me no reason to believe a single word you say other than your association with Corin.
Orla, that's enough. You can trust Rowan just as much as you can trust me.
If you want me to trust either of you, then you better get to an explanation. Now.
I'll get there. Are you planning on telling me when all of this queen business happened? Because last time we spoke, it certainly didn't look like you were going to be taking the throne anytime soon.
I wasn't supposed to be queen. I didn't want to, not yet. But after you disappeared, things went just about as wrong as they could have.
What happened?
They were out on a search for you. Our parents. They thought you might have tried to flee the kingdom, especially after what had happened, but something went wrong.
And?
And they never came back.
Oh. Shit, Orla, I'm so sorry. Are you alright?
No, I'm not. But that doesn't matter. Now that you're here, you and your little friend here will be able to fix everything that's gone wrong.
I'm sorry, not to interrupt this touching moment, but I'll be doing what?
You will be helping Corin to fix what they did when they disappeared. They said that I can trust you just as much as I can trust them, and that means I'm trusting you to explain yourself.
Excuse me?
You showed up in my palace, somewhere no commoner is allowed without an invitation, with Corin, who's been gone for a year now. So I think you need to give me an explanation. Just as much as Corin does.
Orla, come on. They're just a kid. Give them a break. I said you can trust them, and that's all you need.
Corin, it's fine. I can take care of myself.
You're sure? I know this wasn't the plan, and if you want, we can leave right now.
I'm fine. I don't need you to protect me from your sister.
Well?
My name is Rowan Green, and I don't know if you've put this together yet, Your Majesty, but I'm not from around here. I met Corin when they showed up just outside my hometown. For the past few months, they've been teaching me the magic of your world, but they also nearly tore my world apart just by being there, so now we're here. Is that a good enough explanation for you?
I suppose it is. Thank you.
I'm the one who showed up in your house without an invitation. The least I can do is explain why.
Yes, well, I assume your unexpected arrival means that neither of you have seen what's happened to the kingdom.
What? Something happened? Is everyone alright?
Oh, so you didn't try to break the magic?
I'm sorry, what? No, I didn't try to break the magic. I didn't even know the magic was broken in the first place. What happened?
I wish I could tell you, but I don't know.
How do you not know? Aren't you royals supposed to be the ones with all the answers? And especially when it comes to magic, you should know better than this.
Wow, Corin. You taught this one well. It's like there's two of you in one room.
Come on, Orla. Give it a rest and tell us what happened.
I already told you I have no idea. Things have been going bad for nearly a year now, and we still haven't figured out how to completely fix it. We're well on the way to the answers, but not quite there yet.
Is there anything we can do?
Corin, what are you doing?
Trying to make up for what I left behind.
I appreciate it, Corin, but actually, there may be something that you can do.
Really?
I'm not sure you'll like it, but as long as you're offering...
It's worth a shot.
Good. Rowan, I'll send my husband in to speak with you in the meantime. He is a scholar of magic in the Royal Library, so the two of you should have plenty to talk about.
Hold on, husband? You and Gaius finally got hitched?
Yes. A little over a year ago.
Nice. I always liked that guy. I'm glad the two of you are happy.
Thank you, Corin. Really, it means a lot. Well, if that's all, Corin, you and I should step outside to discuss matters.
Alright, let's go.
So, you're the queen's husband? Corin never mentioned you.
Well, when Corin disappeared, Orla and I hadn't actually been married yet. But yes, I am. Gaius Thorne, pleased to meet you.
Rowan Green. Wouldn't exactly say I'm pleased, but I'm certainly grateful you and your wife haven't locked me up yet.
Locked you up? Look, Corrin may have made some questionable decisions the last time they were around, but we aren't going to lock either of you up. Ordla's missed Corrin too much for that, and we have no proof you've done anything worth imprisonment.
You sure about that? Because your wife didn't seem to be on the same page. I don't think she likes me that much.
Really? I'm sure you'll be fine. Things haven't been the same since Corrin left. She's probably just adjusting to having her sibling around again.
All right, if you say so.
Where did you say you and Corrin met again?
I didn't.
Oh, well, if you don't mind, I'd love to know.
I've already told the Queen nearly everything. Might as well keep it up. I'm not sure what the Queen has told you, but I'm not from this world. I'm not from this city, this kingdom, this entire world of yours. I met Corrin after they showed up in my world because they were on the run here. For the past few months, Corrin has been teaching me what little magic they could. That's all that really matters. If you want to know any more, you can ask Corrin.
Oh, well, that's certainly interesting.
It is?
Of course it is. If I'm remembering correctly, this is the first recorded instance of travel across worlds without any prepared assistance. By all accounts, Corrin shouldn't have been able to do what they did, and they certainly shouldn't have been able to bring you back here. I have no clue how it worked or why it was even possible, but if you don't mind, I'd love to ask you some questions.
Some questions?
Yes, about your experience with magic in that other world, how you think Corrin was able to get there and bring you back, how you were able to come here alive and in one piece, you know, all the good stuff. If we're going to be honest here, you shouldn't have been able to do the same magic we use here in your world. I've researched this extensively, and the rules for magic are infinitely different in the infinite amount of worlds there are out there. Statistically speaking, what you've done should have killed the both of you.
But it didn't.
It didn't.
Why not?
I wish I could tell you.
Look, I don't know if Corrin wants people to know about this yet, and I don't even know if we'll be sticking around here, so we can't tell Corrin or the Queen that I told you this. Got it?
All right.
When Corrin was in my world, it started to fall apart.
Fall apart?
Yeah. I don't know how it happened, but Corrin and I figured out that the reality of the world was tearing apart. Rifts were popping up everywhere, and stuff would come through the rifts. Things that weren't supposed to be there. Other things that had always been there started disappearing, and I was the only one who could remember what was there in the first place. Corrin said that it was only happening because they weren't supposed to be there, but there was more going on than just the rifts.
Like what?
I don't know how to describe it, but one day when I was in the woods just outside of town looking for more of the rifts, there was this building that hadn't been there before. Or, well, it had, but it was just a little shack before. When I went back, though, it was bigger. It was like a long hallway, and it went on, further than I could even see, but the walls were lined with mirrors, and there was something odd about the mirrors. I can't explain what it was or why they were that way, but they weren't right.
Interesting. And you're sure you don't know any more than that?
I was a little preoccupied with the fact that my world was about to be completely torn apart, so no, I don't know any more than that.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, things here are hanging on by a thread, and I'm not any closer to understanding it now as I was a year ago when it all started.
What do you mean?
Oh, Orla didn't tell you?
She said a little, but I'm sure Corrin's getting far more of an explanation than she was ever planning on giving me.
I don't know how much she wants you to know, and it's not my place to make that decision for her, but the general idea is that for the past year, all of the magic in this world has been, for lack of a better term, broken.
You broke the magic?
I didn't break it. It broke all on its own.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And you have no clue how to fix it?
Nothing yet. I've been able to develop a number of ways to work around the issues, but we haven't found any way to stop it just yet. I have a feeling Ortola's gonna ask Corin to stick around to help figure it out, but in the meantime, if you don't mind...
What?
I was thinking that maybe, if you wouldn't mind, I might be able to run a few tests on you. Magical ones, of course, and none that should cause any real pain or lasting damage whatsoever. Just to find out how you were able to do what you did.
Why the hell would you want to do that? If it's not fixing what's going wrong here, and I'm not getting anything out of it, why should I agree?
Because if you wanted, I could teach you.
You could what?
If you still really wanted to learn magic, more than you could ever learn anywhere else, I could teach you. Only if you wanted, of course. Corin's bound to be preoccupied for the next while, so the offer is out there.
Really? That's something you do? Don't you have bigger things to be dealing with?
I do, but the kingdom has been falling apart at the seams for the better part of a year now, and I haven't been able to fix a thing yet. So it's worth a shot.
All right, I'll give it a shot.
So, what's all this about?
Like I said before, ever since you disappeared, something has been wrong with the magic here.
Something wrong? How?
I wish I could tell you, but I don't know any more than I did when it all started.
And Gaius hasn't been able to figure it out either? Isn't he good with all this magic stuff?
He is. And he hasn't been able to figure out any more than I have. He has been able to develop some new spells and modify others so they'll still work, but it hasn't done anything to stop all of the damage that's been done to the kingdom.
Damage? You mean it's not just that the magic isn't working?
No. It's much worse than that. Kingdom's nearly in shambles, and that's not an exaggeration. Things are being completely decimated by forces none of us can understand. Fortunately, there haven't been any casualties yet, but we can't be sure it'll stay that way.
Well, shit.
Exactly.
Do you know what you're going to do about it?
I know the Queen's not exactly supposed to say this, but I have no goddamn clue what I'm gonna do.
You know, even if I wasn't gone as long as it seems like I was, I really did miss you.
Really? Our parents trying to have you arrested for treason didn't ruin that for you?
I mean, I was angry with you, with all of you, but after a while it didn't matter as much. Whatever happened before I left, I still missed you. And I'm sorry.
Sorry? Corin, you have nothing to be sorry about.
But I do. If what you're saying is true, then it's really my fault that everything has been falling apart here. It's my fault that our parents died, and it's my fault that you had to take over. And I'm sorry about all of it.
You know I don't blame you for any of that, right? I know you didn't try to do any of it, so why would I be mad at you about something you didn't even know was happening?
Oh.
Exactly. Now, as nice as all this has been, we do need to get down to business.
Business?
Yes. I may not blame you for everything that's been happening here, but it doesn't make it any less true that all signs point to it happening because of you. Gaius and I have been working for the past year to figure out how to fix it, and we haven't made an inch of progress.
And what does that mean for me?
It means that you will be helping us to fix it.
And you're sure it has something to do with me disappearing? You're completely certain?
Corin, I've barely been certain about a single thing for almost a year now. But if this is what it takes to fix things, I'm damn well willing to try it.
Orla, you can't just decide this for me.
Oh, yes, I can. Corin, I may be your sister, but I am also your queen.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
It means that if you're our only shot at keeping my people safe, at making sure that our whole kingdom isn't dead in a matter of weeks, then I am more than willing to do whatever I need to do to keep you here.
And if I don't want to do your bidding?
Then you can take responsibility for everything that's bound to happen to the people of this kingdom. I have more than exhausted all my available resources at this point, and you are likely the last choice we have. You are more than free to leave, but just know that the blame will fall on your shoulders this time, not mine.
Orla, don't be ridiculous. There has to be another option. Something that doesn't include locking me up here and forcing me to fix your problems.
My problems? Corin, you do understand that whether or not I blame you for what happened, it really couldn't have been caused by anyone else, do you not? Because the sooner you figure that out, the sooner we can get to fixing this. Do I make myself clear?
Fine.
Good. Now, do we have a deal?
I guess we do.
Perfect. Let's get started.
All the Wrong Magic was created by Caleb Butler. This episode featured Caleb Butler as Rowan Green, Sable Smith as Corin Thorne, Ruya Talhami as Orla Thorne, and Julian Daly as Gaius Thorne. You can find us on Twitter at WrongMagicPod. New episodes release every other Friday. Thanks for listening.